Hello and welcome to Exploited Crimes and Technology. My name is Opal Singleton and I'm the host of your show. I'm also the president and CEO of an organization called Million Kids. And Million Kids has been combating all kinds of exploitation for 13 years now. 10 years right here in Riverside in Southern California. We've trained over 500,000 people, and there are days I feel it, you know. But we talk about to kids and to parents and to leaders, church leaders, corporate leaders, all kinds of folks. And we talk about things like human trafficking, sex and labor trafficking, social media exploitation, child pornography, and sextortion, which is what we're going to talk about today. But have you ever had one of those days where you go like, it's way too high and it's way too low? You know, you have this really bad news and you have this really good news and you find yourself just kind of vibrating back and forth between the two of them and go, okay, on the bad news, this too will pass, although I'm not sure it's really going to pass. This show is pre-recorded, and so it hasn't happened yet, but I guarantee you by the time this show airs that California will have passed SB 357. And it honestly just breaks my heart. I've been doing this business for a long time. I've seen a lot of bills come and go, legislative bills. And do you say to yourself, well, this one's good, but when this one's bad, but we'll work around it. But we've been fighting one lately that is just turns my stomach, and for on many different levels. SB 357 was the law and is the law that defines loitering for prostitution. And this bill was created by Senator Wiener, and you've heard me talk about it for several weeks now. And Million Kids have spent thousands of dollars in public relations and trying to educate the public and training important people and contacting legislature and sitting in on the assembly appropriations where it was considered. And it looks like the thing is going to pass. And it just really, really breaks my heart. I've been doing this, it seems like, the last 10 years of my life. This bill is going to just like wipe out all the progress that we've made. I hadn't intended to get deep into this bill because I want to talk about sextortion. That's the good news that's going down the pipe today, and we'll get to that. But I do want to give you an update and a background so that you know, because I'm fairly certain now that it will pass. It has passed the Senate completely, hands down, voted right down party lines. Most of us didn't even know about that bill. I was alerted by our local district attorney's office that to take a look at that thing. And by that time, it had already passed the Public Safety Committee of the Assembly, excuse me. And so I began to get heavily involved trying to educate you and all the important players that are out there. And that includes you, by the way, because you are voters. You are people that get a right to vote with your opinion at a ballot. And I hope you remember this next time you get ready to vote. But what has happened, and one of the things that's so infuriating to me about this bill is the fact that they make wrong sound like it's right and right sound like it's wrong. And it just, when I see politicians do that and legislators do that, it's cause for pause. These people are supposed to be honest leaders. And I know that's a dichotomy. That's a oxymoron, isn't it, with politicians and honesty sometimes. But it is very, very frustrating. We are going to be one of just a handful of states in the United States that, in essence, will legalize street prostitution. And it's I do a lot of training across the United States. I had a lady in my class the other day that I train. I do training for Children's Fund. And if you're interested in hearing more about those trainings, you can either go to millionkids.org or childrensfund.org and sign up for them. They are free. But this lady was an advocate against human trafficking back in Baltimore, Maryland, and they had passed a similar law. And she said, it is just heartbreaking what you watch and what you see out there. And there's very little that can be done about it. You see, what they're going to do is they've completely redefined what laundering for prostitution means. And they are basically saying that law enforcement cannot intervene. Now, the ACLU has been heavy against it and have put out millions of dollars to just a couple of service providers. Those are people who provide services to human trafficking victims. And they add insult to injury, if you will. I'm excited. Can you tell? I'm really frustrated about this. But they're claiming this is a human trafficking law to protect victims, especially women and women of color that are being targeted by the police department. Well, nothing could be farther from the truth. It is true that many of the people that are out on the street earning their living and doing commercial sex are women of color, but the process is much different than they make out to be. It is a misdemeanor to provide commercial sex services. It is. It won't be, apparently, in the future, as long as you're only doing it on the street or in a car. But what they're basically saying is law enforcement can no longer intervene. Most of those women that are out there, by the way, there are quite a big gathering of victims of human trafficking that have survived and have gone on with their lives and have become advocates to go against this. And they are protesting on Capitol Hill in Sacramento today to say, wait a minute, this is going to create so many more victims. And women will not be safe, and especially women of color, because they will have no way for law enforcement to intervene, protect them from the pimp, protect them from the John that doesn't pay, or the John that abuses them. There will be no way for law enforcement to intervene in that kind of setting now. And it is the survivors, the previous survivors, that are the ones that are protesting that this bill is going to go through. They don't want what they've been through to happen to other girls and other women. And yes, the sex selling on the street is heavily having to do with women. So I just want to share with you so that you can understand exactly what is going on here. Basically, what has happened is the ACLU has joined with advocates to say, look, we may need to make it so law enforcement cannot intervene in any way for these girls. Do you realize what's going to happen? You know, when they legalize this, and I have been one that's saying, in essence, this legalizes prostitution and on the street. And they go, oh, no, that isn't the truth. It, you know, it just protects them from the police intervening. Well, if the police cannot intervene, does that not make it so that the girl is out on the street offering services and nobody is going to be there to protect her? And it's crazy. When they legalized prostitution in the state of Nevada, they put it in a brothel in a confined area where the public did not have to watch it. And they set up STD checks and they set up health welfare checks. There's none of that in this bill. These people are going to be out on the street with almost no protection. And, you know, you say, well, you can still go after the sex buyer. Yes, you can, but sex buyers aren't stupid. They're going to say, I'm not buying sex. I'm selling sex, and that's perfectly legal. And her and I want to trade, so you can't touch me. So they have really made this so it's out on the street. And that is what worries me. It will be in front of businesses. It will be in front of schools. It'll be in front of churches. It'll be in front of communities and neighborhoods where children are growing up and are forced to watch the activity and even be subjected to, you know, use condoms and needles out on the street. We see that in areas that have high prostitution areas, especially over in LA. What about homeless people? They're out there anyway. Somebody's going to say you want to make $20, and nobody will be able to protect them to make that happen and to keep them safe. I think about this and I think this is going the wrong direction. And all the time, all the time this is happening, they are saying to us that this is a human trafficking bill to protect the victim. And this is wrong, wrong, wrong. I am so offended that they think we are that stupid to fall for something like this. But the truth is, they got elected, they're in office, and they get to choose, and they are going to pass this bill. This is Opal Singleton. We will be right back.
Listen up, folks. You no longer have to drive out of the IE for a great restaurant experience. The Toasted Barrel, an upscale casual steakhouse located in Corona, has been winning award after award for their great diverse menu, service, ambience, wine, and cocktails. Customers call the barrel the perfect date night. Inland Empire Magazine has awarded them Best Restaurant 4 years in a row. Wine Spectator recognized the Toasted Barrel's wine program for their award of excellence. Toasted Barrel is famous for their certified Angus beef, prime, Wagyu, and Kobe steaks, and they have some of the best pasta and seafood around. With happy hour and daily specials every day of the week, their appetizers and drink selections are the best around. Live music starts every Friday and Saturday at 5:30. Planning a dinner party, wedding rehearsal, family gathering, or holiday party? Look up Toasted Barrel online and make your reservation today.
Hello, this is Opal Singleton of Exploited, Crimes and Technology. I want to tell you about a book I wrote called Seduced, The Grooming of America's Teenagers. It's all about how predators access, groom, recruit, and exploit our young people using social media, online gaming, video chat rooms. Technology is changing at the speed of light, and we have to understand how to keep our kids safe from predators. So you can get this book by going to www.millionkids.org. It's $16. I'll sign it and I'll ship it to you personally. We hope that you will order this book. Educate yourself about how to keep our kids safe in this day of changing technology. Join us each Saturday for our radio show at Exploited Crimes and Technology at 3 o'clock on AM 590, The Answer.
Real estate sales in the Inland Empire are really hot. Sellers and buyers recognize that these low interest rates will not last. Sean and Colleen at Caldwell Banker Armstrong Properties in Riverside are proud to sponsor this show. They are the best in the Inland Empire. They're fair, honest, creative, and they care about you and your situation. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home, call Sean and Colleen at 951-529-4066.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello and welcome back to Exploited, Crimes and Technology. This is Opal Singleton, and I thank each and every one of you for listening and for caring about these subjects. You know, when you start setting up a society where your children are exposed to this kind of thing on the street, and it is packaged and processed by adults who are supposedly leaders to say it's all okay, then it's going to be very, very difficult for us in parenting. And that's the reason why, as I look at all of this, I'm fighting it so hard, because I believe we need better for our children. We need better examples for our children. We already have a world where our kids are living online and being exposed to millions of people with values completely different than ourselves. And so I think that more and more it's going to call on us as leaders, as teachers, as pastors, as parents, to really share with our children. You can take the high road or you can take the low road, but if you take the low road, it's going to cost you. And really think that we have to have that kind of discussion. Well, that's the tough things that have happened to me this week. I'm very, very concerned about SB 357, and I'm pretty certain by the time this show airs, it'll be a reality, and I'm sure you haven't heard the last of it from me. But I had something really good happen to me this week, and I just wanted to share it. I've been waiting a long, long time for this. What happened is, long about 2017, I began to see what I felt was a trend that was really uncomfortable, and that is a trend called sextortion. And even in those days, we did a lot of research, and there were research studies done that At the time, back in 2019, the Center for Disease Control, and we know how much we trust them, right? Anyway, had to throw that in. Sorry. Anyway, Center for Disease Control, they study more than COVID, by the way. At the time they did this study, they didn't even know about COVID. Well, at least we think they didn't know about COVID. But anyway, they said that in 2018, they said that 18,000 kids a day were sending some sort of naked photo online, an illicit photo of some sort. The University of Florida said that 9,000 of those kids a day were being blackmailed because they had sent a photo. And the University of Toledo, Ohio, came up with a really, really frightening number. And that was that 58% of kids who had sent a naked photo would not tell their parents or a person in authority to assist them in getting out of the mess. And as I sat with parents, which I've done over the years, and listened to all the various configurations of these kinds of cases, and I have sat in on many, many heartbreaking cases, I realized the impact not only on the kid and on the kid for the rest of their life, but also on the parent, as their child becomes exploited by someone they have never met, and that person changes that child's life forever. And, you know, parents, most parents care deeply about their children. They don't want them to be hurt. And here you have an unseen force that many times the child hooked up with all of their own and willingly, because they were seduced or coerced, got into a situation where they sent a photo and they're in over their head. And so I started late 2017 looking at my records and going into 2018-19, where I began to raise funding to get involved with creating a documentary that I could share with kids across the nation, basically about how the internet works and where naked photos go when you hit send. One of the things that I became acutely aware of in this business is that young people have no understanding how the internet is made. I'm kind of surprised at the amount of adults that don't know how it's made. And basically where those naked photos go when you hit send, they just never really get themselves off to the next level. I'll give you a shortcut of the answer if you don't know. Basically what is happening around the world, because the entire world is this year being connected by internet. In fact, I wrote a book about this called Societal Shift, A World Without Borders, A Home Without Walls. This will be the generation that is connected to millions of people. And millions of people will be connected to our kids, except we can't see them. You know, we go on the online registry and check for the sex offender down the street, but we don't have any way on the internet to tell if someone is a registered sex offender. I've never really said it that way out loud, but maybe we should do that, you know, but those guys will just get a different name, you know, a different IP address that they're working from. And so that leaves it to our children, who are now connected to millions of people, to decide who's the good guy and who's the bad guy. And the other problem with that is I see very little effort on the part of schools or parents or most organizations to equip our kids and how to understand what is an empowering relationship and what's an exploitive relationship. And so, and then along comes COVID along with this. And now we are putting kids who are prepubescent online in big, big ways. And they don't understand what adult sex is. They don't really understand a pedophile and why he wants a picture of their private parts. In fact, these guys are so good, they just make it like a game. And the kids are giggling and having a good time. And when they take a picture of their private parts and send it off, because they know how to do that, then they just think it's just one big game, and they have no capacity They're not bad kids, but they don't have the emotional or mental capacity to understand the world in which we put them in. So that's highly unfair to those kids. And then when it goes wrong, their lives are changed forever. Well, I was looking back because where I'm going with this is that I determined we wanted to make a movie. Well, folks, I've just been notified the thing is in the can. Now, it isn't ready quite for release. We're getting there. But it is far beyond anything I ever dreamed. I would have been happy with a 45-minute movie in a classroom. I would have, honestly. But as it's turned out, it is going to be a full-length feature film, which we can then edit into two sessions and put it in schools across the U.S., in addition to hopefully having it on like Netflix and Amazon and like that. Now, all of this is still in the running. We're not sure yet how it's all going to turn out because negotiations are still going on. But tomorrow, I get to see the screening of part of it. And I am excited over the moon. This has been a long, hard row to hoe. I actually went back last May to Virginia. We did several things good about the movie. We didn't choose a Hollywood producer. And thank God we didn't, because the Screen Actors Guild has basically been shut down over the past year because of COVID. But this particular producer is Stephen Peek, and he lives in Virginia, and he has been able to continue filming. Now, the film has taken much longer than we wanted, because even back in Virginia, there's plenty of places that he needed to film and could not, for instance, in a courtroom or things like that. But it is now getting ready for release. Now we're in the process of negotiating with streamers and people to put it out there so that you yourself will be able to see it and even be able to contact us about getting it into your child's school. And so we will be doing a top-down kind of marketing piece so that it will go over the next 6 months. You're going to be hearing a lot about this. It's pretty exciting to me. That we will be doing a lot of marketing and press releases and showings and things like that as the marketing plan gets laid out. But we want to get millions of eyes on this so that our kids understand how this works. And then we're going to be doing a lot of niche marketing and relationship marketing. That's where people like yourself come in, that maybe will help us get it into schools across the nation. And that was my initial dream, but it's turned out to be much bigger than anything I ever could have ever imagined. And I'm so grateful to all the people that supported our work and stayed with us as we've been through this long, hard slug of getting a movie out during COVID. But it is coming out soon, and sometime in the next 6 months as it gets released. So I'm excited. This is Opal Singleton. Stay with us. We're going to be right back.
Societal Shift, A World Without Borders and a Home Without Walls. This is the most important book you will read this year, especially if you have children or grandchildren. We are living at the most important time in all of history. In 2020, the entire world will be connected by internet, more than 6 billion people coming together. Technology will provide many great advantages for our kids, but a world without borders for our kids is also a world without borders for pimps, predators, pedophiles, cartels, and organized crime. It is a home without walls because 87% of the kids sleep with their phone. It is the greatest societal experiment of all time. Our kids are technology geniuses, and their parents are technophobic. Some are techno-impotent. New apps come with no warnings on how a predator will use them against our kids. Advancing technologies like encrypted messaging, vaporware, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and the dark net will challenge law enforcement, teachers, and parents to keep kids safe. Recent research states that 9,000 kids a day are being blackmailed with a naked photo, and 58% will meet their predator. It is indeed a societal shift, and one in which most parents are unprepared. If you are a parent or grandparent, teacher, counselor, or social worker, please take time to read Societal Shift. Only $18.99 plus $6 shipping. Order today at millionkids.org. That's millionkids, millionkids.org. It'll be the greatest gift you can give your family and yourself. Order Societal Shift today. Million Kids Takes Checks and Credit Cards, Opal Singleton, the author, will personally sign the book and send it to you. Again, go to millionkids.org and order Societal Shift today. Join Million Kids. Keep our kids safe from predators.
Hello and welcome back to Exploited, Crimes and Technology. This is Opal Singleton, and we are talking about the fact that sextortion, the blackmail with a photo, is just a huge, huge, huge issue amongst our kids and adults. And so over the next few weeks, I'm going to be doing a lot of education about it. And I want to just take a few minutes out first to say thank you to all the people that have stood by us with this. Amazing people who have believed in us and have contributed and have prayed for us. And I just so much appreciate each and every one of you that are willing to come forward and say, when this comes out, let me know. I'll get it around everywhere we can. That must be one of them right now. I thought I didn't have my phone with me. Sorry. But I want to say thank you. I want to say thank you from my heart about all of you that have stuck with us over the last year. We have had more sextortion cases over the last year than we ever had in our whole career. And we're working with less resources. And the further I went, the more that I was absolutely committed to getting this movie out, no matter how difficult it was. And we've had quite a bit of pushback on it, but it is here and it will save lives. And I'm very, very grateful for each and every one of you that have committed to support us in that effort. This is really, really exciting. I was looking at the numbers from 2017 versus where we're at now. I had a headline here from the FBI. In fact, it's right over here from 2017. The numbers have gone up enormously, and I believe it's connected to online learning and the fact that we're putting so many kids online that really don't understand the environment they're working in and that they're living in. I often kind of kid that if you're going to put a 7 or 8 year old kid online in any way, take them down to a strip club. I'm kidding, okay? But take them down to a strip club and show them what it's like, because that is some of the people they're going to meet. And the truth is, you and I both know a 7-year-old kid would never hold up in a strip club. They don't have the capacity. And besides, we wouldn't want to expose them to those kinds of environments. And yet the minute that a 7 or 8 year old kid goes online and starts getting in any kind of public apps, and I always say there's, you know, some apps are better than others for our kids, but it is not the apps. You know, it's how we choose to be mature about the use of that app. I often equate it to the idea of driving a car. You can drive a car off to a church or and get a spiritual enlightenment or university and get a degree, or you can drive that car to a strip club and get yourself in trouble. And so it's not the car. But the problem of it is when we put 7, 8, 9 year old kids out there, even for online learning, once they get a taste of this, they never go back. And the truth is, you and I both know that we're putting 2, 3, 4, 5 year old kids on there. And so how do we protect them? Well, I want to talk a little bit about sextortion because the number of cases are greatly increased, and the number and the profile of the victims are changing dramatically. The FBI, this is from September 6th, though just recently, FBI warns an increase in sextortion complaints. They're saying at the FBI, they've had 16,000 sextortion complaints this year. So let's say 8 into 16, that's about 2,000 a month. Now that doesn't sound all that bad, but what I would need you to see is this is just the FBI. Then there's Homeland Security. I love it. Homeland Security. Okay. And they have internet crimes against children. And they have massive numbers coming into them. Then you have NCMEC, National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And they have massive numbers coming into them. And so the leads and the reports of cases are up at all the organizations. Then you have individual vice squads in police across the nation, as well as you have specialty kind of cybercrimes units and police departments. So these numbers are really, really up. Now, part of that, I believe, is because the apps have changed. And the one factor is we're putting kids on younger and younger, and we're not preparing them. That's why I wanted a movie. The other thing is the apps are changing, if you think about that with me. It used to be that we would put our kids maybe on a Facebook or something where we had some control on who they talked to. But if your child's on Fortnite or any of those mass audience live streaming games, they're in a chat room. And guess what? They're sharing pornography in many of those video games with people they don't know. That's the very nature of Fortnite. You, by the very definition of how that's designed, all your future games expose your children to millions of people. The same kind of thing on TikTok. You go on TikTok, what do? You give out your profile if you want to go viral, and you make your video, and it shoots out under categories. And especially if it's one of those twerking categories, all of a sudden people can reach back to your child because they have their text. And they can send them a text saying, hey, baby, you're hot. Meet me on Instagram. Show me a few more of those videos. Hey, make them a touch more risque, okay? And that's how it goes. And your child wants to be discovered. And your child thinks that this person really likes you, especially if they're prepubescent. Except what I believe is going to happen is that for many of our kids, their first sexual encounter will be a virtual sexual encounter. And if it's one that's shame-based, it's going to change your child. It's going to change their perspective. And if they're prepubescent, it really will do that in a big way because they don't yet understand what healthy sexual relationships should look like. And their very first experience has been one where they've been tricked. It's not just kids, by the way, that get tricked. I was going to read you one that I read today that I thought was good. This is from the UK. This is happening all over the world in big, big numbers, by the way. Simon, who's in his 20s, met a woman online he thought was interested in getting into a relationship with him. Before long, they're making video calls, and shortly after that, he's getting intimate with her, and that's when he agreed to let himself be filmed. We'll leave that word out because it's a public show. Now, you think that because you're on a video that they're going to be able to determine, but these guys have all kinds of tricks on this. He said, as soon as I saw the screen flip, I knew what was coming. I know this sort of stuff happens, but you never think it's going to happen to you. I'm going to tell you, if you have a teenager in your life, that's the number one problem with sextortion. They do not believe it will ever happen to them. They said, we want £600, which is about $800 or $900, or we're going to send this video to all your friends and family. I want you to pick up on that. They don't only know who he is and have the naked photo, but they already have his entire friends. And that happens. I didn't even realize you could do this on TikTok, but you can get anybody who's replied to you on TikTok. And so if they get that photograph, and it's especially risque, they can send it out to other people and they can trick you into sending more videos. He said, I just realized that I had become the victim of an international criminal gang. Right now, this one is based in Philippines, but many of these are taking place across the U.S., and many of our kids are being violated from other countries, but especially from the U.S. They're especially crafty. They had recorded the footage and was playing it back to me. He said, I don't know how they got the names and contact details of my friends and family and work colleagues. I certainly felt a little more sinister. It felt more real as opposed to just a scam when someone's trying to rip you off. That's when it got really serious. He had initially given them almost $200 to an account in the Philippines, hoping his blackmailers would leave them alone, but they never do, by the way. 3 days later, they come back for more, and he gave them another $200, and he hadn't heard from them since. It was just not devastated, but I was disappointed in myself. I was disappointed that someone would think to do this to someone else. I was angry at that person, but I was more angry at myself for letting it happen. Being so stupid, basically, I was worried and it just shocked me. He had gone to the police, and this article talks about what to do when this happens to you. But it can happen to very smart people. Many of my victims that are teenage victims are straight A students who just don't believe it's going to happen to them. And that is the reason for us making a film. This is Opal Singleton. It's that break time again, so we'll be right back.
Custom Service Systems, a proud supporter of Million Kids, is a family-owned and operated commercial cleaning company servicing the Inland Empire and surrounding areas since 1974. CSS takes pride in their ability to maintain the business facilities they serve and their long-lasting relationships with their valued clients. CSS provides a variety of cleaning systems customized to client needs, including deep cleaning and disinfectant to be COVID-19 compliant. From basic office cleaning to windows and floors, CSS will clean up your mess so you don't have to stress. Custom Service Systems cares about families and communities and wants to give back. Custom Service Systems are proud supporters of Million Kids to keep kids safe from predators. If you need the best cleaning services for your business or corporation, contact Custom Service Systems at csssclean.com. Again, csssclean.com or call 951-781-9345. That's 951-781-9345. You will know you found the best. Custom Service Systems.
Hello, this is Opal Singleton of Exploited Crimes and Technology. Let me tell you about my friend Doris Anderson at RE/MAX Realty in Upland. She is amazing. She's kind, she's patient, but she listens. And she's informed, and she will help you with your real estate transaction in a way that works for you. Doris, in full disclosure, often supports the work of Million Kids because she cares about young people. But she knows how to analyze a market, how to market a property, and how to find just the right transaction for both buyers and sellers. If you're looking to buy or sell real estate or invest in income property, contact Doris Anderson at RE/MAX Realty, 951-733-8899. That's 951-733-8899. 951-733-8899.
This message is all about Million Kids, the organization that helps locate missing kids throughout Southern California and educates to keep kids safe from predators. Million Kids educates school administrators, teachers, parents, and teenagers how predators identify a potential victim and the methods they use to recruit innocent kids. BMW of Riverside is a proud supporter of Million Kids. Visit BMW of Riverside at the Adams Street exit off the 91 freeway or click bmwofriverside.com.
AM 590, The Answer.
Hello and welcome back to Exploited Crimes and Technology. This is Opal Singleton and we are talking about the crime of sextortion and the exciting news that the movie that we wanted to release in April is finally starting to go into the package and be on our way. We'll spend the next 3 months, I'm sure, getting it packaged and marketed and getting it online and getting it out to everyone we know. And if you're interested in helping us do that, please contact me at Opal, O-P-A-L, at millionkids.org, O-P-A-L at millionkids.org. Well, in looking at the material that I think is important for you, especially moms and dads and grandmas and grandpas, I really wanted to kind of share with you to give you some guidance for parents, because we will be packaging this up for schools and we'll also be packaging it up for parents on how to notice if your child is being sextorted or if their behaviors change. You know your child better than anybody else. If your child's changed behavior ask yourself, could it be one of those photos? And be careful how you respond to them, because this is shame. This is embarrassment. This is you've been duped. You're about to be humiliated amongst your entire community, including mom and dad, by the way. And that's why they can't come forward. And so it's very careful. It's very important on how you handle it. Usually their behavior will change where they start cutting. Or maybe they, especially guys, they get very, very quiet and distant. A lot of times the girls get very hyperactive or very emotional. And what will happen is maybe they don't go to school like they once did, because they don't know who knows. They're threatening. These people that they don't know who they are threatening to go through their entire social media profiles and contacts and send it out to everyone they know. And so this kid is scared. They may change their eating habits. They may not be able to sleep. They may start running away. They may start cutting. That's a huge sign. Ask yourself big questions. If you see that, stop and get attention on this. And they may actually be suicidal at some point. So think about the fact that it could be sextortion. Now, if you think it is, don't go in there and start shaming them. Let them know that you're there for them. You know, if it is a situation like that, that yes, you'll help them deal with it. They will have to deal with it. One of their biggest fears is that they've lost your approval. So make sure you're supportive, but they will have to go to law enforcement. And that's a problem because no kid I ever met wants to give up their social media. Here's some six things that FBI suggests to you that you should know about sextortion. Be selective about what you share online. If your social media accounts are open to everyone, a predator can simply pull out a photo or a lot of information about you. You see, it isn't just that they're trying to get the photo. They're trying to get you in a box where they control your life. A lot of times this pedophilia is about power and control. And so they will take the time to get to know you. I share that with kids. How do you help a kid understand an empowering relationship, an exploitive relationship? Well, if they're doing all the question asking and you're doing all the answering, they know more about you than you know about them. And so right there, they have the ability to be in a superior position to you where you're going to be in a serious problem. You know, if they're doing all the demanding and you're doing all the giving, watch out for that, because these people will gather up all your information. You know, do not change your passwords regularly. Use different passwords with every account. And yes, you can keep a log of them. I have to do that with my work. It's just a nightmare. But it is important to change those passwords, because especially if you save passwords online, they can be accessed. And so I encourage you to be careful in your what you share online and how you manage your account. Be wary of anybody you encounter for the first time online, and block or ignore from strangers. Now, I tell you this because every person I've ever met that's been sextorted blocked that person and thought it was over. Except a couple, 3 days later, here that photo will come again, and it'll be from somebody you don't know, and they want to meet up with you. That is a lure to further violate you. Never, ever go out and meet up with someone and try to negotiate back the photo. That this is like doing a deal with the devil, literally. So be wary of anyone you encounter for the first time, and be careful what you share. Be aware that people can pretend to be anything or anybody. Videos and photos are not proof that a person is who they claim to be. Images can be altered. They can be stolen. That's called deep fakes. It is not uncommon. And this is true even if you've never sent a naked photo and you're being blackmailed. It is not uncommon out there for these guys to do deep fakes, where they will take a photo that you have put out there and crop off the head and put it on a pornographic photo and pass it around. And so that's the reason why if you see something like that, you know, you need to work parent and child together and go to the police. In some cases, predators even take over the social media accounts of their victims and pretend to be them. Be suspicious if you meet someone on a game or an app and they ask you to start talking to them on a different platform. I warn kids of that all the time. Mom and dad, share this with your kids. If you meet somebody that you don't know online and they say, hey, meet me over on Instagram or, you know, send me a Snapchat and they change apps, that is the first sign that you're in trouble because they will do that to make sure that you're not a cop. And they're also seeing if they will follow you. So many of these game apps, like Discord and platforms like PS5, they have live streaming in them where they can actually see right into your living room and take photos of stuff in your living room. So think about all of these things as you get into this. Well, I'll probably be doing some more shows on sextortion because our movie, we're getting ready to start the marketing program for our movie. But I do want to take time out to thank Million Kids followers. Many of you are people that have been with me for years and years and years, and I feel like you're part of my family, and I hope I'm part of yours. This has been a long, hard slug, and I'm not getting any younger doing this, but with SB 357 coming on, and our kids seeing street prostitution as a regular way of life, I say to myself, we got to start today. We need to back up and take a whole new strategy about educating our children about sexual exploitation. It can happen to you when you least expect it if you're not careful, because you are living in a world without borders and a home without walls. And we have got to really toughen up and figure out ways to make our kids leaders in a world where they cannot be protected. And that is really where we're all about. So I want to thank each and every one of you that have come alongside with me and helped us on this journey with this movie. It has been a long, hard journey. It is not like going out on the movies next week. It's going to be probably another 2-3 months as we get through all the packaging and release process and the marketing that goes with it and like that. But if you're interested in getting involved and supporting our work with this as this comes out, it is exciting as it can be. Right now, it's in the early stages, and what we're doing is looking for people that say, hey, I'll help you. I'll help you financially. I'll help you make connections. I have this talent or that talent. Maybe we can help you. I'm in the PTA of my school, or I work with schools, or I work with a corporation that might sponsor it to get it out throughout our corporate world. So all of those things we're going to be looking for in the near future. It's probably a little bit premature, but just hearing that we're there, that it's in the can, I just had to celebrate with you guys, especially after the disaster of SB 357. I've had a way, way up and a way, way down this week. And sometimes that happens. I'm looking for a middle road, folks. But I want to thank each and every one of you. Please go to millionkids.org. Sign up for our insider alerts. That is a video, usually 2 to 3 times a week. I release a 5-10 minute video on various subjects to educate you. And we will be doing a lot on sextortion. So millionkids.org, not .com, .org, millionkids.org. Sign up for insider alerts. Learn about our organization. Thank you to each and every one of you that donate while you're there. I appreciate that. I also want to say, have a great week this week, folks. It's been a tough week. So love your family. Tell them how proud you are of them. I'll see you next Saturday at 3:00.
Societal Shift, A World Without Borders and a Home Without Walls. This is the most important book you will read this year, especially if you have children or grandchildren. We are living at the most important time in all of history. In 2020, the entire world will be connected by internet, more than 6 billion people coming together. Technology will provide many great advantages for our kids, but a world without borders for our kids is also a world without borders for pimps, predators, pedophiles, cartels, and organized crime. It is a home without walls because 87% of the kids sleep with their phone. It is the greatest societal experiment of all time. Our kids are technology geniuses, and their parents are technophobic. Some are techno-impotent. New apps come with no warnings on how a predator will use them against our kids. Advancing technologies like encrypted messaging, vaporware, artificial intelligence, cryptocurrency, and the dark net will challenge law enforcement, teachers, and parents to keep kids safe. Recent research states that 9,000 kids a day are being blackmailed with a naked photo, and 58% will meet their predator. It is indeed a societal shift, and one in which most parents are unprepared. If you are a parent or grandparent, teacher, counselor, or social worker, please take time to read Societal Shift. Only $18.99 plus $6 shipping. Order today at millionkids.org. That's millionkids, millionkids.org. It'll be the greatest gift you can give your family and yourself. Order Societal Shift today. Million Kids takes checks and credit cards. Opal Singleton, the author, will personally sign the book and send it to you. Again, go to millionkids.org and order Societal Shift today. Join Million Kids. Keep our kids safe from predators.